So, very warm welcome to you. This is Timbo and Uta. We're doing local news and features for Update Talking News Stoke. We're in batch number one for you, and how it works, we've got four exciting headlines. Well, they're not always exciting, but we sort of pretend they are, even if they're not. So we've got four for you. I'm going to tell you mine, which is Staffordshire avian flu alert, as more than 10,000 birds are to be called. And meet Stoke-on-Trent gang mixing cocaine, and now they are jailed for 19 years. Anuta has?
Well, grateful Colin thanks Royal Stoke for saving his life with 60th birthday gesture. And then I tell you about COVID or flu, and I give you some symptoms so then you can decide what it is.
Okay, well, I'm going to talk about a very different flu now, which is the Staffordshire avian flu alert, which is known as bird flu, as more than 10,000 birds are to be culled. Bird keepers have been put on high alert after a case of avian flu. More than 10,000 birds are set to be culled following the case at a commercial poultry site near Winbury in Cheshire. DEFRA has imposed a 3-kilometre protection zone and a 10-kilometre surveillance zone, and both zones run into Staffordshire. Madeley is included in the protection zone, and the surveillance zone stretches as far as Baldwin Gate, Whitmore, Silverdale, Keele and Audley. Wild birds migrating from mainland Europe during the winter period can spread avian influenza to poultry and other captive birds. The disease can have a devastating impact on local bird populations and the poultry industry. Now, Staffordshire County Council's Animal Health Team has issued a warning following the case. Councillor Anthony Screen, Cabinet Member for Community Safety, said bird flu can have real implications for local wildlife and the poultry sector. So it's important that we all do what we can to help reduce cases of it. There are strict rules in place for bird keepers, whether people have a single bird or a large commercial flock. We would ask that people follow any local advice, remain alert for any signs of the disease, and to report suspected cases immediately. People should also ensure they're maintaining good biosecurity on their premises. DEFRA has confirmed the outbreak. A spokesperson said, highly pathogenic avian influenza, H5NI, was confirmed in commercial poultry at a premises near Winbury on the 13th of October. This was a commercial flock with more than 10,000 birds. A 3-kilometre protection zone and a 10-kilometre surveillance zone have been declared around the premises, and all poultry on the premises will be humanely culled. So over to Uta, who's going to do her first story for us in batch number one.
Well, the headline is Grateful Colin thanks Royal Stoke for saving his life with a 60th birthday gesture. Now, Grateful Royal Stoke patient Colin Powell has celebrated his 60th birthday by raising more than £4,000 for the hospital charity as a thank you for saving his life. Colin, who underwent life-saving heart surgery, wanted to give back to the ward that cared for him and made a difficult time much easier. He asked friends and family to forego birthday gifts and instead donate to Ward 223, the cardiac ward at the Royal Stoke. The incredible generosity of guests at his birthday party resulted in a donation of £4,035 for the UHNM charity, which will be used directly by the ward to enhance patient care and support staff. Colin's journey began 3 years ago when he suffered a heart attack. Amid the pressures of the COVID-19 pandemic, he was transferred to Royal Stoke, where he was told he needed a triple heart bypass. "When they told me I needed a triple heart bypass, it was a shock," Colin recalled. "At first, I thought I could just go and get back to work, but you have to put trust in the team." His surgery was performed the day after the Queen's funeral by consultant cardiac surgeon Mr. Abid, who has been at UHNM for over 22 years. Colin's experience on Ward 223 left a profound impact. "Mr. Abid and the staff explained everything clearly, treated me with respect and looked after me so well. I had complete confidence in them," Colin said. "The professionalism and friendliness and even the humour from the staff made a difficult time much easier. It was this outstanding level of care that inspired Colin to give back. For my 60th birthday, I asked people, instead of giving presents, to donate to Ward 223. We managed to raise £4,035, and I'm very proud of that. The money goes straight to the ward for equipment and patient care, and it really makes a difference. Mr. Abid emphasized the critical importance of such donations. The NHS provides core care, but donations help us buy extra equipment and improve treatment for future patients. Fundraising, like Colin's, is extremely important. He also highlighted the team effort behind successful patient outcomes. We've achieved some of the best surgical outcomes in the country, but that's down to the whole team, not just the surgeons. 2 years after his surgery, seeing Colin well and smiling is the best reward for our work. The funds raised by Colin will be allocated directly to Ward 223 through UHNM Charity, paying for the state-of-the-art medical equipment, enhanced training for staff, and additional comforts for patients undergoing treatment. We are so touched by Colin's fantastic fundraising efforts, said Lisa Thompson, UHNM Charity Director. His story is a powerful statement to the dedication of our cardiac team and shows how charitable support can directly enhance the care we provide. We are incredibly grateful to him and his friends and family for their generous donation. Colin added, I'm lucky to still be here, and that's thanks to Ward 223. I always say 223, but it's 223. From the bottom of my heart, thank you, he says. If you would like to fundraise for UHNM Charity, visit www.uhnmcharity.org.uk for more information, or call 01782 676 444. So that's 01782 676 444 to speak to one of the UHNM charity team.
So many thanks for that. That was interesting. So my final story for you now in batch number one is Meet the Stoke-on-Trent gang that's mixing cocaine, and they're now jailed for 19 years. I'm not quite sure how that headline sort of combines and makes sense, but hopefully we'll find out. Three men have been jailed for a total of 19 years after police busted a cocaine mixing operation. Police arrested Daniel Lovett, Martin Plant and Billy Davidson after raiding a business on Smith's Passage in Fenton. They've now been jailed at Stoke-on-Trent Crown Court. A Staffordshire police spokesperson said Lovett was sitting in a van when officers moved in and arrested him. He had keys to an industrial building on him, which we used to open the shutter. Plant and Davidson were both hiding inside, but there was no escape for them, and they were both arrested. Plant was wearing a glove that had white residue on it, which officers believed to be cocaine. Searches on the site were carried out, leading to the discovery of around £10,000 cash, cocaine hydrochloride, drug-cutting agents, herbal cannabis, and a drug-pressing machine. Lovett, aged 37, from Blurton, admitted conspiracy to supply the Class A controlled drug cocaine, concealing criminal property, and possessing a controlled drug of Class B. He was jailed for 6 years and 9 months. Plant, aged 35, of Longton, pleaded guilty to conspiracy to supply the controlled drug of Class A cocaine and was jailed for 6 years and 9 months. Davidson, aged 31, of Longton, admitted conspiracy to supply a controlled drug of Class A and was sentenced to 6 years. Police have welcomed the sentence. Detective Sergeant Mark Proctor said that this was a significant proactive operation that uncovered a sophisticated drug cultivation inside a number of industrial units in Fenton. We're working hard every single day to compile intelligence on those involved in the supply of drugs across the city so we can continue to act proactively to stop those responsible. The people responsible for these drug networks benefit financially from the addiction and vulnerability of users. It damages local communities, and we're determined to put a stop to it. So over to Uta now, who's going to do the final story for us in batch number one.
Thank you, Tim. And I'm talking about the one key symptom that means you have COVID and not flu. So check it out. One key symptom could mean your illness is COVID-19 rather than flu. The NHS has warned that cases of both have been on the rise in recent weeks. The latest data from the UK Health Security Agency, UKHSA, showed that flu positivity increased from 1.9% to 3.3%. And COVID-19 positivity in hospital settings increased from 11.7% in the previous week to 12.9%. It comes as 50 COVID patients were last week being treated in the Royal Stoke University Hospital. It can be difficult to distinguish between COVID and flu without taking a test. Many of the symptoms overlap. On the NHS website, it states that COVID symptoms are very similar to symptoms of other illnesses, such as colds and flu. Both illnesses can cause a high temperature, an aching body, headaches and feeling sick, among other symptoms, for example. But shortness of breath is listed by the NHS as a sign of COVID and not flu. This is more commonly found in the case of illnesses such as COVID or respiratory syncytial virus. That's it. Respiratory syncytial virus, in short, RSV. However, if a person doesn't recover from flu and it develops into something more serious, they may start to experience breathing difficulties. This can occur if the patient has pneumonia, for example. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says that adults who experience difficulty breathing or shortness of breath should obtain medical care right away. This was listed among a number of emergency warning signs of flu complications. COVID symptoms. Here we are. According to the NHS, COVID-19 symptoms can include a high temperature or shivering, chills. A high temperature means you feel hot to touch on your chest or back. You don't need to measure your temperature. Or a new continuous cough. This means coughing a lot for more than an hour or three or more coughing episodes in 24 hours. Another one is a loss or change to your sense of smell or taste. We have also shortness of breath, feeling tired or exhausted, an aching body, a headache, a sore throat, a blocked or runny nose, loss of appetite, diarrhea, or feeling sick or being sick. It says most people feel better within a few weeks, but it can take longer to recover. For some people, it can be a more serious illness and their symptoms can last longer. So we go now to flu symptoms. On the NHS website, it says that flu symptoms come on very quickly and can include a sudden high temperature, an aching body, feeling tired or exhausted, a dry cough, a sore throat, a headache, difficulty sleeping, loss of appetite, diarrhea or tummy pain, or feeling sick and being sick. The symptoms are familiar for children, but they can also get pain in their ear and appear less active, it says. It adds, flu will often get better on its own, but it can make some people seriously ill. It's important to get the flu vaccine if you're advised to. So we have vaccines now. And regarding vaccines, Dr. Jaime Lopez Bernal, consultant epidemiologist, says it's really encouraging to see people already taking up the flu vaccine offer, especially as we are starting to see cases increasing in our surveillance data. Over the past few weeks, we have seen flu and COVID-19 cases starting to increase. And the latest data also shows a rise in people being hospitalized with COVID-19, so it's more important than ever that vulnerable groups are protected. As we head into the winter months, when we are likely to see cases continue to rise, it's vital that eligible individuals take up the offer now to ensure they are protected. We know that vaccination is the best defense against respiratory illnesses such as flu and COVID-19, and this is a simple step you can take to help look after yourself and your family this winter. You can book an appointment via the NHS app, your local GP practice, online at nhsu.uk-bookflu or nhs.uk-bookcovid, or by calling 119. You can also find your nearest drop-in service or use the NHS Walk-in Finder.